got a duty says anyhow that one the Sunday. Month, two went Friday night. I know because I just washed up. Frank had come in for his tea. So I says, oh no, before that I should have told you. Fred had been down. I could see there was something wrong. So he says, what's this about our Nelly then? I thought, hello. I says, oh, I says, for why, see? Never let on. So, she says, oh, no, I'm telling a lie. He says, she laughed on the other side of her face. I never answered. She went as red as fire. So, oh, no, she butted in. She said, we've heard that tale before. I could have choked her. I says, well, you've known. She said, oh, no, yeah, she says, she'll open her mouth once too often. I thought, right, monkey. do forgive me. I hope you didn't mind that little diversion. But then, we're all entitled to a little diversion at times, and especially after a hard day's work. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And what better than an evening's enjoyment with a few friends? Mind you, they do say, there's no place like home. But as you turn the key in that lock and walk up those stairs, happy, singing, la-da-dee-da, what greets you? Wherever have you been till this time? That's the wife from the bedroom. Been? Why? What do you mean, where have you been? If you think you're going to come this trick three or four nights a week, you're mistaken. It's not good enough. I'm sick and tired of it. Waiting up till all hours. No wonder I've got bags under my eyes. Just look at that clock. Yes, well, that clock's 5 minutes fast. And it's a waste of time going to sleep before you come in. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care if you'd make a bit less noise. I don't know what they'll think next door. You've never come in yet without knocking those milk bottles over. Well, you stick 'em where it... My mother's right. You don't seem to remember you've got a home to go to. I bet you've forgotten to lock that front door now. I don't know what you're getting like. And if you're looking for your pajamas, I've washed them. Oh, dear. Have I none in the... And hurry up and get this light out. Next thing, you'll be waking me up with that dream you keep having. I don't know what you've got on your mind. You frighten me to death shouting out like that. Ooh, 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 I'm on fire, I'm on fire. Well, I can't help dreaming. You don't need to kick all the clothes off, I'm sure. You drag those clothes on the floor every time you turn over. And you'll stop taking your socks off in bed. There's no need to go into all that. No, well, you see, I've had those kippers on a low light till I could taste them in the bathroom. Low light. On a low light? Don't tell me I've got to go down and turn that off. Serge, you're right. You should have phoned me, like you said. Just for the sake of tuppence in a box. Would have saved all this. Yes, all right. It's only 2 minutes of a job, yes, I know. Well, if you want it anyhow, that was a bright month Tuesday night, Wednesday night, I know, because our Frank had seen that gym at their Tom's. So, oh no, before that, I should have told you. Their Annie had been down, she was full of it. She said, it's right about your Nelly then. I thought, hello. I says, for why, see? Never let on. So, she says, oh, no, I said, oh, she said, oh, no, no, she says, I notice you go nothing short. I give her one look. I says, she says, you might well keep getting new clothes. I thought, right, monkey. Do forgive me. I hope you didn't find that too trying. But then, life is like that. And what better after a trying day than to escape to the comfort and dignity of your own home? They say an Englishman's home is his castle. As you stand with your back to that fire, happy, singing,
and the good and the golden bread, and bread, the many, many bread.
What do you get? When are you going to do something about that back bedroom? That's the wife from the kitchen. That bedroom? Why, what's... That bedroom's a disgrace. It wants decorating. My mother's coming a week on Friday, and she's not going to sleep in that room like it is. She hasn't got over the last time yet. Never got a wink of sleep all night. I'm ashamed of that ceiling. She was waking up every 5 minutes with a mouthful of plaster. Well, not as bad as all that. I'm sick and tired of telling you about it. And I'm frightened to death of anybody going up those stairs. And you always leave that door open. Soon get a decorator. There's nothing more simple than that. It's not as... You've no pride in this house at all. And if I get you to start a job, you never finish it. You see, you took the legs off that table and never put them back. What time have I had for you? Don't shape. Mr. Alexander's done the house right through. He's made a beautiful sunset in their front room. I can get you to do nothing. You see, you sat there and watched me staining that floor. And then what did you do? Got up and walked all over it. Now, we don't need to go into all... No, well... You could have done something about that bedroom, I'm sure. I wouldn't care, but there's nothing to it. It's only a little room. I could hit you at times. You'll come home one night and find me missing. Well, I'm not going to have all this just for the sake of a little job like that. Little job? I'll go and see a decorator sometime. You won't need. There's one coming tonight to see you. Oh, not tonight. Not tonight, surely. Blimey, he's here.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Is this the house you want decorating right through?
No, not through. There's just a little room at the top. You see, my wife's mouth... All the time, he's looking round.
Have you bought it?
Yes.
Pity.
Is it?
Bad property, this. Built on sand, you know, all sinking. That wall's bellying.
What, pardon?
What we call bellying. Out of 1 foot is that? See what I mean? Stand behind me. Just look over my shoulder now, see. I'll have to come down. It's a builder job, is that? You see, if we take your wall down, it means your garage has to come with it. It's a big job.
Well, it's the room at the top, really. Perhaps you could...
Hello, your skirting board's gone.
Has it?
Show me your floor. See what I mean? You know what you've got here?
No.
Wet rot. Watch what happens when I jump on it. See? Watch it crack. See? Come and have a crack with me, see?
No, I don't want to crack it. We could just get upstairs, you see? It's only a little room.
I'll tell you what. Your decorating's bad in this hall, isn't it? I say your decorating's bad. I don't know who did it for you, but by gum, I didn't know the job. They didn't. By gum, they didn't know the job. They did not. They did not. Have you seen your paintwork?
Come
on. Here comes the fight. Nobody you can take it on the chin. With a grin. When Mr. Gloom comes around. Don't let him in.
We do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on we're turning life round just to show you the funny side. Yes, introducing us to ourselves, here's Al Reed.
Anyway, as I say, I'd gone to this dance, and this fella... Oh, and he was a lovely fella. He lounged up and stood about 3 feet from where I was sitting. You could tell he was a gentleman because he clicked his heels every time he winked at me. Anyway, he coughed and came over. He said, "Shall we dance?" I thought, well, I've not come here to play hopscotch. He said, oh, and he was a beautiful talker. He said, "Let's rumba, baby. Every eye will be on you." I said, "I'm not surprised. They're playing a waltz." Oh, yes. Then he pulled me off my chair and gripped me in his arms. Oh, no, he was strong. I said, "Get off your daft thing. You're squashing my artificial petunias." And, you know, he kept breathing down the back of my neck and singing the wrong words to Rockabilly. He said, "Why do you keep reversing?" I said, "I'm not as forward as you." I said, "I don't usually dance cheek to cheek." He said, "Neither do I. But you've got your left heel in my right turnip." He looked at his watch. He said, "It'll be a bit of a struggle to take you home." I said, "I'm not struggling." He said, "No, you're not home yet." I thought, right, monkey. Oh, do forgive me. I'm afraid that's rather catching. But mind you, there are all sorts of things catching, and what more at the present moment than Asian flu? Nobody wants it, of course, but once you've got it, it's yours. You can pass it on to somebody else, but there's only one way to get rid of it. You must go through the treatment. And as you lie there in bed, wondering when you're going to stop sweating, what do you get? Are you going to swallow that pill or have I to get a tube and blow it down? That's the wife from the landing. It's no use, love. I can't swallow it. You don't shape. It says on the box, take two every half hour. We've been here an hour and 3/4 now and you haven't got the first one down yet. Now sit up and have another sip of water. Now get that pill to the back of your tongue and swallow. Swallow! Go on! You're not swallowing. I can't. You can. I can't. You can. See, take your mind off it. You're thinking about it. Your tongue's trying to get it down, but you're telling your brain not to bother. Now, have another drink. Go on. Don't empty the glass. If you drink any more water, there'll be no room for the pill. Now, just fill your mouth with water and hold it. Now, get ready to swallow. Get ready to swallow, and don't cough whatever you do. We've already lost one under the wardrobe. Now, swallow. It won't go down. It will go down. It won't. It will. Luke, I'll take this pillar away and then you can try it lying flat. Now, get it as far back on your tongue as you can. I can't find it. Can't find it? Where is it then? I think I've swallowed it. You can't have swallowed it. Well, I can't find it. What's that you've got in your hand? Oh, I'm sorry. Now, put it in your mouth and get your head right back. Now, take a sip of water. Then, when I put my hand over your nose and mouth, you swallow. Right? Now, swallow. There you are. We should have done that in the first place. No, it's still there. Oh, I've no patience with you at all. Give me that box. I'll show you how to take a pill. Now, you put it on your tongue like this. See? Now take a little sip of water, see? And you swallow. That's all there is to it. Here, wait a minute. Where do you get these pills from? They're not pills at all. These are Mint Imperials. Of course, no matter what it is you want to put you right, there's only one place you can get it. That's a chemist shop. Every chemist shop is stocked with liniments, lotions, potions, ointments, mixtures, tablets, and pills to cure any ailment under the sun. You'd wonder how the white-coated assistant behind the counter copes with it all. Certainly, sir. Did you want the tablets or the powder? 1 and 7 or 3 and 5. Thank you, sir. Yes, madam? Is it for yourself? See, for your husband? Well, I'm afraid not, madam. Not unless he comes here himself and signs the poison register. Now, sir? Yes, sir? Flatulence? I beg your pardon, sir. Oh, I see, you are begging mine. I should take the large size. No, sir, it doesn't claim to cure you, but it gives you enough time to leave the room. Yes. What's that, madam? Lassadil. What is it for? Lassadil. I should try next door. I think you'll find it's a soap powder. Yes, sir. You've what? You've seen it advertised on television, but you can't remember what it's called. Well, I suggest you come round here and take your pick. Next, please. Headache, sir? Well, you could try these, and if by any chance it shifts it, would you pop back and let me know? Because I've got one, and it's driving me mad! Yes, there's no doubt about it. Whatever you want to put you right, you'll get it at the chemist's. But if your prescription's made up, you might have to wait a little longer. And as you stand there waiting, hoping to get home and feeling worse every minute, wondering if it'll do you any good when you've got it, you can be sure there's always some Johnny Know-All waiting to cheer you up.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
Well, I don't know what it is, but by God, you've got it.
Come?
I say, have you got far to go? Because if you have, I should set off now. It's not a prescription you're going to want. It's a bunch of lilies.
Well, I can't say. Well, I must say, I don't feel too good.
You don't look it. By gum, you do look bad. You do look bad. You look right bad. You do look bad. Well, you do look bad. You do. You look right bad. You look like a ghost with an overcoat on. What's he mixing for you, this fella?
He's giving me a tonic.
Well, I hope you feel the benefit of it when you're 6 feet under. You do look bad. And, you know, I could cure you in 5 minutes. I could. I could cure you in 5 minutes. I said to her when you walked in, didn't I, Florrie? You've got what my first wife had, and I cured her once and for all. You know what did it? Brewed privet water. That's what cured it. That's what cured it. Never mind your penicillin. Penicillin. Never mind your penicillin. Never mind your penicillin. Never mind your penicillin. Brewed privet water. And as hot as you can get it. Strained through a lace curtain. It'll do you the world of good. Well, you can tell how strong it was. It boiled over and took all the enamel off our gas stove. But you do look bad. You do. You look right bad. You do. You look bad.
Well, I was told to take that codicillogen.
Rubbish, pardon? Nothing but onion water. I saw it advertised on TV last night. I don't know if it had anything to do with the show that followed it, but I'll swear they all supped a bottle. Anyway, you want to do what I do. Look on the bright side. It's the only way. Look on the bright side.
Well, there doesn't seem to be any point in coming to the chemist.
Chemist? This isn't the chemist. This is the undertaker's.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray.
You and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me,
Diana.
Diana. Thrills I get when you hold me close. Oh, my darling, you're the most. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see? I love you with all my heart, and I hope we will never part. Oh, please stay by me,
Diana.
Diana. Oh, my darling, oh, my lover, tell me that there is no other. I love you with my heart. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Only you can take my heart. Only you can tear it apart. When you hold me in your loving arms, I can feel you giving all your charms. Hold me, darling, oh, hold me tight. Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Oh, please stay by me. Tell me that there is no other. I love you with my heart. I do, I do. I love, I love, I love, I love. Only you can take my heart. Only you can tear it apart. When you hold me in your loving arms, I can feel you giving all your charms. Hold me, darling, oh, hold me tight. Squeeze me, baby, with all your might. Oh, please stay.
The Owl Reed Show, we turn the spotlight to Northern Dance Orchestra, and they have a little tale to tell in music about a drummer boy marching with the guards, a drummer boy who couldn't quite get the hang of the military style. It seems he had a better way of playing, and slowly but surely, he got the rest of the band to think the same way, as we hear now in this brand new arrangement of When the Guards Are on Parade.
thank you very much. That was terrific. But don't go away, because here and now we're taking the lid off rail travel. And as I say, we stood in the corridor all the way up to Carlisle. Then we took it in turns to sit on a fish box until we got as far as Perth. Then we found out we were in the wrong half of the train and finished up at Inverness. And as I say, we waited that long for a connection, he got a job as a porter.
No, but travelling on this train, you wouldn't think that over 40 million people use the railways every year to travel 230 million miles. They certainly take them a long way.
Round, yes. Well, I will say that I booked a seat from London to Sheffield with my back to the engine, and do you know, once it got going, I hardly had to shove at all.
No, it's marvellous when you think the average British passenger travels 70 miles 6 days a week on a
platform ticket. Yes. Well, the 5:23 from town goes past our house every morning at 25 to 6. And do you know, until he's blown his whistle, there's not one of us can get a wink of sleep.
Well, now, that surprises me, because they have strict rules on the railway.
Yes.
And the 600,000 workers to carry them out. Mm. And if there's one thing you can't do, it's when a train is
standing in the station. Yes. Yes.
So, but you must admit, it's wonderful for us to be sitting here, travelling at over 60 miles an hour, non-stop, to Liverpool.
Yes, it's marvellous, especially when I only came to the station to see you off. Yes, there's no doubt about it. Today, it's a pleasure to be carried in the lap of luxury by British Railways. But as you arrive at the station on the last minute, hand in your ticket and dash through the barrier to fight your way through the milling mob on the platform, you begin to get a feeling of panic. And have you noticed? There's always some Johnny Know-All waiting to put you right.
You're not rushing for the 10:25, are you?
Yes, I've had plenty of time.
You have now, you've just missed it.
Oh, dear, I'd better find a seat in this next compartment.
You'll be lucky, I'll say you'll be lucky. There's a chap further down being thrown off twice, and he's the guard. Well, I've seen nothing like it. I say, I've seen nothing like it. There's a fella in front of me now. He's got his hat on one seat, his overcoat on another, his collar and tie on the one in that corner. The way he's going on, if he saves any more seats, he'll be ready for bed. Did you bring a travelling rug with you?
No.
You'll be perished. There's no heat in this train at all. Same yesterday.
Was it?
Just the same. We sat here shivering with our overcoats on. I stormed up to the front to tell the driver about it, and all he could say was, "Lend us a match, me fire's gone out." And I'll swear this driver's a learner. You've only got to watch him shunting these coaches up and down. He's coupled them all roads, and he still finishes up with the engine in the middle. Well, anyway, you're lucky to get on.
Lucky to get on.
I'm not trying to get on, I'm trying to get off.
Mind you, once the train is in motion, any passenger can bring it to an immediate stop merely by pulling the communication cord. There are, of course, heavy penalties for misuse, and the passenger is called upon to give an explanation to the guard. The moment the train screeches to a standstill, this can be a bit embarrassing, especially if the cord happens to be pulled by mistake.
Now then, Mr. It's been very much colder, hasn't it, Mr. And I suppose this is your busy time. Only, this will be a bit of a break for you, won't it? Honey, I mean, look at it my way. I mean, I did stick my head out of the window and shout, "Carry on." Or, I mean, put it another way around. I mean, Have I upset the driver? He was belting it a bit. See it my way. I'll give you a toffee, and I have none. Or put it another way around. If it would help at all, I could be sick. Shall I get off? Travelling on long train journeys is made more comfortable with the luxury of a dining car service. Whilst you are speeding along at 60 miles an hour, teams of waiters running up and down the train one after the other, laden with dishes, dodge each other with remarkable agility and serve each course with machine-like precision. But even the waiters depend entirely on the man cooking in that tiny, steam-filled kitchen car. And what a scene that can be.
I'll go for that big ginger-headed waiter yet, Tommy. Go help me. There's two bags of sprouts not even started, and he's halfway down the train yelling, "Second sitting." He's not making a mug out of me. Just look where he's chucked all these bottles. Then he has the cheek to report me, because somebody said the soup tastes like lager. I'll have his life yet, Tommy, so help me. I've never been off my feet since 6 o'clock this morning, except when he slammed the brakes on and I was swimming in coffee. Just let him poke his head here again and say, "Steady on with the caviar, I'll cut his head off, so help me." Of course, travel as far as you like. You can't get out of the station until you produce your ticket. And the ticket collector, of course, is the man who carries it at the barrier. It only needs the passenger fumbling through his pockets to find his ticket after a night out, and everything comes to a stop. What an embarrassment this can be.
Ticket, please.
Just a moment, Admiral. Have a bit of patience. We'll find it. I'll just have a look in my inside pocket. And don't keep rattling your clippers. Here. There's a photo of my missus. Punch that.
Tickets, please.
Ticket. All right. Don't get excited.
Hey,
we've had a smashing night out tonight. You should have been with us. You missed a good do.
Never mind that. I just want your ticket. Hey.
I'm not going home for tonight, you know. I'm going home for last night, yet.
Now, come along. You're holding everybody up. I wish they'd hold me up.
What was it you wanted? Oh, a ticket. Ah, a ticket, yes. All the lads have been up there, you know. Brigade, band and all. Saxophone, trumpet, flutes. I was on the drums, and Billy, isn't it marvellous? I've been with him all night.
You must have seen him. He travels on this train regular.
Hey, we've supped some stuff tonight. Just give me a ticket.
Ticket,
aye, ticket.
I'm still looking.
Hey, I'm just thinking. What do you want me ticket for? You've got plenty.
Hey, has the bar closed?
I'm not concerned about the bar. I want your ticket.
Ticket, aye.
I've got it. Marshall. Billy Marshall. That's the fella's name.
You wanna see him play snooker? Me and Billy will play any two.
Look, any more of this and I shall fetch the station master.
Right. Me and Billy will play you.
Life is what you make it. Life is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. With a grin.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife.
One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.
For the past half hour, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asks me to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Cordites and the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra conducted by Alan Ainsworth. The programme, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor. Presenting the Al Reed Christmas Show.
Life is what you make it. It's such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin when Mr. Gloom comes around. Don't let him in.
For the next 30 minutes, we invite you to take a closer look at life through the pages of the Al Reed Christmas Show. Here's Turning Life Round just to show us the funny side. Here's Al Reed.
I'll never forget what my missus told me. Though she's tending to talk double-jointed, she said, never expect out, and then when you're getting out, you'll find that you're not disappointed. Well, my Christmas stocking this year turned out shocking. The presents my family gave, they were hardly worth giving. If he'd still been living, our George would have turned in his grave. Just look what I've got for Christmas. There's a nutmeg and some candied peel. And to add to the shock, there's a long, narrow sock from our auntie who can't turn a heel. Our Bert came and drank all my sherry. Then he pulled out a box and said, here, you fancy this scarf? I said, blimey, not half. He said, get one, they're not very dear. Just look what I've got for Christmas. There's a parrot from Jack in Iraq. I told our Eileen, I said, this bird's obscene. She said, yes, it's the same with our Jack. Some odd-looking china from Martha. But just what it is, she's not sad. It's not quite a jug and it's not a large mug, so I've hidden it under the bed. Just look what I've got for Christmas. There's some gloves from our Ted and his spouse. They're all newly packed, but I know for a fact there are a pair that are left at their house. From our Joe came a gin bottle, empty. And a note which explained it in rhyme. It said, this bottle's not burst, but we drank your health first, and your Nelly was there at the time. Just look what I've got for Christmas. There's an ashtray from Florian Jack. Won't say it's gold, but it must be quite old. It's got LMS on the back. I won't say I've got mean relations, but this Christmas seems empty somehow. My heart has been grieved with the gifts I've received. I'm glad I've not sent any now. Oh, dear. Well, of course, Christmas belongs to the children, though, doesn't it? And it's good to see the children enjoying themselves, especially at a children's party. It's their day. But who enjoys it more than the parents? That is, of course, unless it happens to be at your house. And you're the one who has to cope with it all. Have you had some? See, Neville, we'll not keep bouncing that balloon on that ceiling. You're knocking all those Christmas cards off the top of that mantelpiece. Oh, he is a rough lad. Hardly got over the doorstep before he'd show me scout knife they've given him. And as soon as I turned me back, he's cut the string holding the decorations and I found a Chinese lantern in the trifle. Neville! You little devil, see? When I'm talking to you, snatch it straight out of her hand. There's a lot of his father in him, you know. Don't do that, Alison. Now, that's naughty. How would you like half a dozen like that? Oh, I see why she keeps coming for those mince pies. She's stuffing them all down behind that couch. Yes, love. We're going to play on the thimble as soon as we can find it. What's the matter, Sheila? Do you want to go upstairs, love? Well, see, why don't you sit on this chair next to Geoffrey and do that jigsaw puzzle with him? Oh, my goodness, he's sitting on the pieces. Oh, he's eating the pieces now. Spit it out, love. Spit it out. There's a good boy. What's that, Hillary? You want to go home? I wish you would. Have another biscuit, love. Don't think there's any more jelly left, Peter. I think they've trodden most of it into the carpet. Neville, now that's very wicked. I saw you do that. Thumped him right on the back. Pick him up, don't just walk on him. Oh, I can't stand much more of this. I don't know what I was letting myself in for. What with Bernice tipping the cold bucket up and Edward running his train all over the place, Jeremy in the corner fighting with Peter and two more of them. And these are all mine. I don't know how we'll be when the others come to the party tomorrow. This being the festive season, we must have a drink at Christmas. But standing there in that crowded bar, how is it you're the one who can never get served? Two gin and tonics. Two gin and tonics from a bottle of bar. Here you are, miss. 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 Two gin and... Miss. Two... One. Miss, just give her the pie. Just give her the pie. Miss. A bottle of lemonade while you're there. Miss. Can I have a... Could I have... Have you got... Miss, could... Would... Can... Oh, God. Two tickets for my fair lady. Oh, miss. A K-Line sucker. A packet of juju. Confusion. Miss.
Dame, please. Let's have your glasses.
Mind you, it's one thing not being able to get a drink, and it's another trying to get away from the fellow who insists on buying you one. What a job it is to get this, thank you. Hey, you've got lined up. Chapin, they've only to serve another two rounds, you'll end up with more ale than they have. Hey, has he told you where you're going when we've finished here? Oh, I'm going out. You're coming with us. Hey, no, I'll get shot. Well, you're coming with us first. Has he told you we've got three birds lined up for after? Doesn't seem nothing like it. I don't look so worried. They've got the mother with them. Oh, I think...
Christmas tree. I hope this that to send you to me.
We all like to make the best of Christmas, and that's what goes to come back this evening's cool medley. Let's get this started. Radio's newest singing personalities steps back into the limelight. Delightful Susan Lane.
Oh, Ronnie's things go on a good ring. In one perfect, and this is my behave. And this is my
weeks ago, these famous Italian men of music, the Marino Marini Quartet, gave us some of their special brand of singing. Here they are, back again, with the tune that rocketed them to success.
Nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù. Vola! Di stare lassù. Nel blu, dipinto di blu, felice di stare lassù, e continuo a volare felice più in alto del sole ed ancora più su, mentre il mondo pian piano scompare lontano laggiù. Una musica dolce suonava soltanto per me.
And finally, the return of another good friend of mine, John Hovell.
Thank you.
on the skidder, pulled on the leg. Mary's gonna make a little short in bread. But that ain't all she's gonna do. Her mammy's gonna make a little coffee. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. Mammy's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mammy's little baby loves shortening bread. The coffee skillet with a coffee lid. The coffee with a girl making shortening bread. Paid $6 for the skillet, paid $6 for the lid. And 6 months in Jersey, shortening bread. Mamma's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mamma's little baby loves shortening bread. Mamma's little baby loves shortening, shortening. Mamma's little baby loves shortening bread.
You and mine would like me to say. And post office of had a busy time again. Isn't it marvellous how they cope with it all? Let's pop over to the sorting office at the GPO and see for ourselves the smooth harmony and teamwork which makes it all possible.
I'll go for that big ginger-headed postman yet, Jimmy. I'll have his life, so help me. You're not telling me he's got 14 bags full out of the 3 letterboxes. I know his tricks. What he hasn't delivered by 9 o'clock, he posts. Well, I'll swear he takes them home and brings them back when I'm on nights. His life, Jimmy, so help me. There's way. There's way. There's way. There's way. There's a way. There's a way. There's a way. Wouldn't care, for I know for a fact it's a notice to quit at their house. I've never been off my feet since 8 o'clock this morning. Gets me arguing with Big Tuffy, and when I look round, he's dumped another 27 bags behind me. What chance have you? Oh, and that reminds me. Just keep an eye on things for a minute, will you? I want to nip out and post a letter. Busiest place at Christmas, of course, is the post office itself. The man behind the counter has to deal with a dozen different matters all at the same time. Keep the queue on the machines as each new face appears at the other side of the section window. Telegrams? You've not signed your name on the back. That's not my fault, sir. There were nibs in them all this morning. Next, please. No, sir, we don't recruit policemen here at all. Next, please. One registered, 4 and a penny. Take that dog off those scales, madam. You don't need to be weighed to be licensed. Send him where, madam? Ray legs, 14 and 5. Have you a cloth? Next, please. 43 chop and take this. No, sonny,
no, you'll have to lick those yourself. Next, please, a parcel. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you very much, I've been waiting for that.
Tommy, come and take over. He just brought me fish and chips.
Every Christmas, millions of people go to see a football match. And what greater thrill than to look forward to those 90 minutes of excitement and pleasure when we can watch the match in ease and comfort. That's if you can get in. Have you had some?
You're not trying to get in, are you?
Chap in front of us has just gone home and he's playing centre forward.
Locked and barred half an hour ago. Got that many in there, they're offering twice what they paid to go in to come out. Well, there's a crowd of them running. Well, I'll tell you. Somebody. There's one mad Russian. Before you can blink, there's 140 of them stuck in the gents. Been a riot here, this bottom end, it has. And that mounted policeman's doing no good, you know.
Why, has he lost his temper?
No, he's lost his horse.
Oh, dear, well, I must get in somewhere.
Have you come far?
Yes, you'll never get home. Like a stampede here when he blows full time. Well, I don't mind if I can get in. I'll bet I'll be first on the ground next week.
Well, I should set off now. They're playing Denmark away.
Of course, it's all right for us getting out of the way to go and see a football match. But what about the wives we leave at home? They've got something to complain about.
Well, I nearly went mad when I heard he'd swapped his overcoat for a cup tie ticket.
Mm-hmm. I dread Saturday morning coming round. Yes, it's the same with our giant. He's ruined my best tablecloth, showing me how to do the Busby plan. What with the jam pot and the sauce bottle as half backs and using the butter knife to show me how they cut through the defence. I only asked him to pass the salt and he said, what, and run everybody offside?
Well, you know, if they didn't win, I mean, there's no living
it's with... It's the same with our Jack. If he comes home sober with his rosette and scarf wrapped up in brown paper, I know what I'm in for. The other week he came home and said, if you ever catch me crossing the road to see that lot again, I'll eat my hat. And the very next Saturday, he'd done that much cheering because they'd won, he'd lost it. Mind you, whether it's Boxing Day or Pancake Tuesday, the only thing that matters is how many times they can get that ball in the net. And what about the goalkeeper? The bombardment he has to face between those posts is nothing compared to that nerve-wracking ordeal when he's called into the chairman's office to give an account of the goals he's let through.
Now then, Mr. I think I know why you sent for me. Suppose 12 does seem rather a lot, really. Where were you sitting, Mr. You should have been where I was. And I mean, I did stop one. Or put it another way around. I mean, after every one, I said I was sorry. Only, I hope you're not going to take the house. I mean, it's not as though, I mean... how would it be if you tried me at left half? You're going to drop me, aren't you?
Of course, the real menace at any match is the self-appointed football expert. There's one in every crowd. Not content with watching the game, he has to ram his opinions down everybody's throat. What a time you're in for if you get stuck next to one of these.
Come on, the Reds, get stuck into them. Nicely, Cunliffe, lovely Cunliffe, lovely Cunliffe. Now get it down the middle, Cunliffe. Get it down the middle, Cunliffe. Down the middle, Cunliffe. Well, you're big, Nelly. He's no idea.
He couldn't punch a tram ticket, never mind a ball.
Offside a mile. Offside! Get some glasses, Red. Of course it was offside, of course it was. The top of his bus ride off. I shan't say so! Oh, never! Never! Oh, look at that! Is there no justice? Would you credit it? He's given it to the other side. Get dressed, Red! He's playing for him, of course he is. Got a free kicker, we'll need two men to mark him. Get up, Silcock, you're not hurt. Like a big baby, I'm not kidding. Somebody ruffled his hair, he wants his pants changing. Come on, Garrett. Get red, man. Get shot. Let's look at him. Fiddling and fumbling about. Get rid of it. You can take it home with you after. He's lost it, don't you, he? Why don't they drop him and play his missus? What, you dirty... Bow! Bow! Didn't stop his ankle. What are you talking about? He had to run back 35 yards for his boots. Oh, don't give it back to Garrett. Anybody but him. Just look at him trying to go through on his own. Him trying to go through on his own. The world's worst. Ha, ha, ha. It's pathetic. Go, watch him lob it in the stand. He scored. What did I tell you? What did I say? He's a goddamn.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it.
Such is life.
For the past 30 minutes, we've been sharing the fun with Al Reed in the Al Reed Christmas Show. His guests in this special edition were Ravitch and Landau, Susan Lane, John Hovell, and the Marino Marini Quartet. The music was supplied, as usual, by Alan Ainsworth and the BBC Northern Dance Orchestra, along with the Allegros and the Harry Hayward Quartet, and the program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.